This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. President Obama unveiled his 10-year budget plan today. It includes higher taxes for families earning more than $250,000, and for families earning less than $150,000, they'd get a tax break. The government hopes people would then feel emboldened to go out and spend some of their extra cash. Well, if you're like me, you're not feeling the urge to go on a wild shopping spree much these days. But reporter Nishat Kirwa in San Francisco has found a way to hit the stores without taking a big financial hit. It does involve a little negotiating.
Long before the recession became this cloud putting a damper on our spending, I was an avid haggler. Please believe, getting discounts is not dumb luck. It's a talent. Talking to my brother recently, I realized Hussein is a great example of a should-be bargainer.
What's your credit card debt like these days?
I'd rather not say.
The guy needs to be doing some serious belt tightening.
Coming from working in retail as my first job, you know, we all hated people that tried to just come in there and get deals because they thought they were entitled to deals. When in the reality, it's like, you know, you can either pay or you can go somewhere else.
Well, isn't that the point? There's so much competition out there that you gotta please the customer.
Brian Nickerson, director of shopping at Internet Brands, says in a bad economy, it seems everything is negotiable.
It never hurts to ask, and you can be amazed definitely at the deals you can find. I think retailers are concerned about both their top-line revenue and the margins that they can achieve on that revenue.
Nickerson says these days, retailers are so eager to guarantee a sale, they're more willing to negotiate. My brother Hussein is uncomfortable with my suggestion that getting a good bargain begins with a bit of pop psychology.
You walk in, the person seems like they're in a bad mood. You have to be a little empathetic. If they're in like a funny mood, you know, maybe joke around with them a little bit, and you kind of build a rapport. And then when you've gotten to be their NBF, their new best friend, then you go for the jugular.
Yeah, I don't know. It still seems a little bit like you're kind of playing them when they're trying to do their job. So I guess if morally you're okay with it, then you can do it.
Oh boy, this one's going to be a challenge. So, key for Hussein here? Adopt the whole there's no such thing as a stupid question approach. Engage the target.
Ask for no sales tax? Or what?
Yeah, that would be a good start. It should be like, you know what, this is like dope, and I really hate to leave it behind. Can you take the tax off?
We decided to apply some of my favorite approaches in real shopping environments, only with Hussein doing the bargaining. Our first stop is an urban boutique in the Haight-Ashbury district of San Francisco. Hussein finds a couple of shirts he likes, and then, as I've advised, visibly hems and haws over the price of it.
So, I'm wondering, is there any way you guys can take anything off the price on these? If I get two, or you guys...
The salesman tells my brother that the price is what it is. In other words, no discount.
You know, we're in the business of making money, not giving things away, you know.
But then, as we get ready to leave the store, the salesman calls my brother back and asks if he really wants those shirts. Suddenly, the clothing's being rung up at a 10% discount.
Yeah, I gave it to you just because, you know, it's like, why not? You know, you wanted these shirts, you're here, you spent some time here. I don't want to see you go off without some shirts you wanted, you know what I'm saying?
The salesman says with him, the biggest bargaining chip a shopper's got is if they're a repeat customer. Well, we'll file that away in the repertoire. Feeling confident, Hussein is now Mr. Let's Make a Deal. So we decide to head to a corporate department store.
I had a question. I was wondering, is there any way you can come down on this a little bit? Like, I got like a gift card I'm working with and I don't have that much.
I do not own Macy's.
You catch that? Carlos in Men's Designer says he does not own Macy's. He can't give us a price break. But there is a happy ending to this story. A few days later, my brother tells me bargaining works at the dentist, too. When Hussein told Dr. A he didn't have insurance, his $100 cleaning only cost him $50. For NPR News, I'm Nishat Kirwa in San Francisco.